This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
You post a video, like an amateur thing, for your and your partner's OnlyFans, right? And then you say, hey, if you want to see our bareback catalog, subscribe at OnlyFans.com/MicahHerDaddy.
MicahHerDaddy or Chine and Sons.
It's a subscription.
You can get a Belova, a tie-dye fucking raglan, and then also see me fuck. Okay. Why not all three?
I used a clone of pussy to make a mold of my asshole.
A Jeff Light. Sorry.
Let's get into it. Let's get started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Try not to laugh.
I think that's the whole clip. I think he made it shorter. You can't not laugh at a fall. Because laugh is fall backwards.
it's your show, you've had every emotion
and we're only 41 seconds deep. Pace yourself.
Pace your fucking attitude, Blumenfeld.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Have at it. Fall down, get up, laugh,
everybody
turn around.
Here, everybody here. Let's
get into it. Head Gum Podcast Video Edition, fuckers. October 1st. Let's get it started. And Johnny Villa on the sax, Marika Brownlee on the fax. That means I'm going to point to you, Marika. We're giving meaning to this intro now.
If I point to you and I say, let's get a number crunch on that, I need you to Google it. Is that fine?
All right. A number crunch?
What?
Nothing. A number crunch?
Yeah, like, let's do the math on that, but it's really like Googling, you know, did Dwight L. Moody evangelicize anything?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Laugh. It's okay to laugh.
So we're recording this whole we're gonna upload this whole thing, not just the best clips of it, or
whole thing.
Okay. God.
Less edited than ever before.
Yeah.
The people are gonna know how much of a shit show this really is.
The James cut. Enough.
What you got, Amir? What do you have there?
A vanilla sweet cream cold brew. From Starbucks.
The cold foam?
Not cold foam. Just the, it's like vanilla ice cream melted into a coffee.
Okay.
Of course.
What I need from you guys for the rest of this episode, and let's just all, if you can't handle this, then get out and I will get someone else from the HeadGum team on this record, because this is the first video episode, like Marika was saying, which means we can't edit out the Zoom delay like we normally do. I need you guys to be fucking on it today. I need the rhythm of this to be the rhythm of the rice, right? It needs to have the energy of that one episode we did over video where Amir did the Almsby bit. The Alms bit.
Don't set it up to fail. You're basically, you're like you're a pinch runner and you're pointing to the fucking left field. Like, we can't necessarily pull that off. So don't put that pressure on us.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Are we going to get copyright infringement on YouTube?
No.
All right.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
In which
first
we'll
episode goes up, the audio is out immediately.
Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas comes for us.
19 flags as to stolen copyright content. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But in that case, I'll just record a version of it where I'm like, everybody, let's get into it. Get stomped now. And then Ferris will edit that in, and then we'll figure it out. What's that?
I said, yeah.
She just agreed, okay?
I didn't hear.
Anyway, intro the show, I guess. Haven't really said who's on yet. You sort of just fell down and started yelling at us.
On the sax. I said Marika Brownlee on the facts, and then Amir Blumenfeld bringing up the rear.
What are your thoughts on that, Amir?
I don't like that he sort of stumbled on my last name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. Well, let's get it clean, and we can't edit it out again because we have to edit this way less.
Yeah.
So we have to.
Let's get it
clean. We have to make sure that the pauses don't really exist on air, is what I was going to fucking say.
Right.
You're right.
Go for it.
And Amir Blumenfeld bringing up the rear.
Thanks. Happy to be here, guys.
What? We get that
Sorry,
clean?
Who was that? Whose notification was that?
Me. I got an email.
Absolutely put it on Do Not Disturb. Absolutely mute all devices. This is already a train wreck. I don't understand.
We're having so much fun already. It feels like you're just like steamrolling over.
No, there's so much pressure on this because like Marika
and
Johnny.
Yeah, because you fucking started it that way. You said, let's have a great episode, one of the best. I want the energy to be like when I did this one thing once. And now you're worried that there's too much pressure. Just have a nice organic episode.
The pressure's on either way because we're doing these video episodes so that we can do what all these other successful podcasts are doing, putting up clips on TikTok, putting the whole thing up on YouTube, and people have been begging for episodes over video on this show for months, right? So there's already hype surrounding this. There's already pressure. Under pressure.
Right? You can't handle it, man. It's real obvious that you're already cracking. I'm worried about the next 40 minutes.
Let's just shake it out, everybody. Kind of.
We're fine.
You're the one who needs to shake it out.
Yeah.
All right. Any dreams?
How did you sleep last night? Because it looks like not great.
Not well.
Yeah.
Not super good, actually.
It's afternoon, but it looks like we sort of shook you up after you woke up at 7:15 in the morning or something.
In a way. So I have been tossing and turning hither then thither because I'm out of melatonin 5.
Which is a sleep supplement you take?
See, that's the kind of bullshit where, like, if I was editing only an oral version of this, I would have cut out that misstep vocally. But we can't because then the video's going to skip. And that's just, we're seeing scars and all, right? Warts and all. This is not the perfectionist vision that I had for it.
Major killer!
If you're going to endeavor content or otherwise to create content, make it as good as probable.
That was easy.
That was easy.
Oh, my new favorite one.
God, yeah.
Number two is she.
We'll get to a she.
When I was at Six Flags, someone said she at the start of one of the roller coasters, and truly everywhere people started chiming in, and it was great.
It's my favorite thing in the fucking world. I mean, what a call and response. What an absolute call and response. And I think that it's basically calling back to a tribal way of life where there is this universal language of celebratory or otherwise of joy. And I and I think we need to hearken.
I want Jeff to give a college lecture. Once in his life, I want him to get in front of a lecture hall and just speak for 30 minutes.
Caleb and Shelby, shout out Keeping Records. It's my new favorite HeadGum podcast. Check it out. They did a bit on one of their shows when Katie Kershaw was on, and they were talking about how lecturers always come late with a coffee that they didn't have time to drink. It's just always like, they're like, And so that's why it's like, drink the coffee in the green room, obviously.
Are we using the audio that I'm recording or the Zoom audio for this?
The audio that you're recording.
Okay, because as dogs bark, I'm muting myself on Zoom, but just know that it's leaking onto the Shure audio.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
Johnny.
Jeffrey.
Let's check in about... And now I'm worried about censoring because we're going to have to censor our mouths.
But let's check in
to your kind of sexual escapades, because I think you've been... Sort of.
This is you censoring yourself?
Yeah. This is you censoring yourself?
I have to stop because I can't cut anything out.
Also,
and then
I feel
you took
like
a beat and
I
went
feel
right
like
in.
It was never made clear that that's what that censorship was. So you immediately are going to have to censor.
Okay. What I was going to say is that he's become sort of a jack off of all trades.
No. No. Don't say that.
Okay. Johnny, how would you get off?
This is the worst place to
aren't you in your childhood home with your parents?
Yeah, I am at my childhood home. This is my parents' bedroom. I'm not going to talk about my sexual escapades in my parents' bedroom.
Yeah, I could see your dad in the background looking for shoes or something in that closet.
Yeah.
Let's talk aphrodisiacs for a spell. Do you guys know that tapenade kind of gets your top off and you
know? The olive spread?
Yes. I think. It's sort of an app.
Sure.
It's an any teaser.
It's an app so you can fap. Say it. You know you wanted to.
Beat me goddamn to it. And guess what else?
I will eat your ass.
These are the pauses
start.
We can't have.
These are the pauses. What are we supposed to say after you play that clip? Are we supposed to chuckle at it? It's
we hear it every time.
People were razzing me for the two podcasts that we put out last week that I was on, Review Review and Headgum Podcast. On Review Review, I didn't know the song 99 Red Balloons. And people were like... on Reddit talking about how there's gaps in my pop culture knowledge, which is probably true, which it is true. But then I didn't know that this clip was from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
And it's only because I never played the story mode in Grand Theft Auto. Did you guys play the story mode in Grand Theft Auto?
No, yeah. I never played that game ever.
Not San Andreas, though.
Yeah. 4 was fire. I can't wait for 6.
4 is good. Yeah. 5... The goat, fine. Obviously.
The goat, yeah.
He said it was fine.
No, I just whatever Kamika thinks is what I think.
Yeah. She's like an actual gamer, and you, I guess, have never heard of really popular songs and clips from video games. So,
yeah.
Why?
What's that knock?
Yeah. Stop playing the knock sound. Please.
It's distracting.
Okay,
it feels like there's someone actually knocking.
Yeah.
Jeff, did you add the sound clip that I asked for?
I didn't, but I'll do it right now as you talk amongst yourselves.
I mean, you don't have to.
God, we can't even cut around this.
Yeah. It wasn't a plea for you to do it now. I was just asking if it would come up eventually.
No, let's just, I know we're on video, so you're going to see me searching and people are going to be like, this isn't good podcasting, but you guys can fill the time. And that's something that you guys all need to get better at. Amir, even on your show, and we're going to get to this later, I think that there's some things that you can improve on. Johnny, you're killing me.
I don't respect your opinion.
Oh, thank you.
What?
I don't respect your opinion. What you
which
say
one of
to
Amir's shows?
I was going to go if I were you. But you don't, what about fashion-wise?
I guess you have your pulse on what looks good stylistically, but don't ever talk to me about my shows or anything like that.
You're not going to like the rest of this episode because I have a whole segment. Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to create the sound clip that Marika wanted to hear.
You're going to create it now?
Insane.
No way.
Amir, how do you say?
It's podcast merch for a friend of mine. So I had to give him that attaboy, that shout out, that, hey, how do you do? And honestly, it was going to be sort of a subtle homage, but then you asked me to lift it into frame. So this is just an official absolute endorsement of the No Dunks podcast. But they're nice dudes, so I don't mind it.
Jeffrey, just go to the soundboard clip now. Let's just move on towards it.
I have to edit it because it came in a compilation video.
What the hell?
I'm slapping it into Premiere.
I told you you didn't have to do this.
No,
especially
I do
not
want to make
during
clear
the
that
show.
This is happening because of Marika.
I texted him this on Friday.
Yeah, that is true. That is good. I had the best weekend of my fucking life.
What did you do?
I do have to edit, so you guys have to talk about this yourselves.
How did you have the best weekend of your life? No.
I saw my first Broadway musical this weekend since the quarantine.
Broadway's back.
Ooh.
Are tickets extra expensive because it's been away, or like cheaper because some people don't want to go?
Depends on the show. I think also a lot of the like discounted tickets, your lotteries and stuff, seem like they're going to have more allotments of tickets. So it's probably going to be a little easier to get cheap tickets. That's the scoop. My friend won the lottery for 6. So we went and it was very fun.
Is that new? It didn't exist before quarantine?
It did. I think quarantine happened the day before it was supposed to officially open.
Oh my
god.
So
it like wasn't considered for this year's Tony Awards, which were also on Sunday. But it's great. It's about the 6 wives of Henry VIII, if they were like a pop girl group like the Spice Girls. And it's really fun.
Amir, how was your weekend?
Much less eventful than that. I didn't see any Broadway musicals. I didn't see anything at all. I stayed at home. I watched football. We're dog sitting an extra dog, so I got 2 dogs instead of 1. And it feels like it's 3 times the work. I mean, it's just like when you got 2 things interacting with each other, forget about it. And one's an older guy. He can't even jump on the couch. He's whining. I got to lift him up every time he goes anywhere. We got diapers for the little dude. Thankfully, he hasn't had to use them, but it was definitely in play as he gets excited very easily, anxious, skittish, scared. He's 15 plus. So, you know, that's 90
small,
years old.
Is it small?
He looks like my dog, but even smaller and older. They look like twins a little bit. Oh. I wonder if I can put that picture on the screen.
I would have to enable screen sharing, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I could just put it up, hold my phone up to the camera.
Yeah, something simple.
So you don't have to worry about that. Yeah.
I'll turn your video off.
I'm obviously not going to edit anything now. What's that?
I'll turn your fucking video off if you try that. This is my show, and I feel like you're not proceeding with reverence.
What are you talking about? I'm being very nice.
That's true. Sorry, I was out of the loop for a while. I was doing a little bit
of editing. I know you were editing shit.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just nervous.
Aww.
Oh, look at that fucker.
Look at that. Beautiful.
My dog and then an older, smaller version of my dog. They're like clones.
Does Luke like the visitor?
Yeah, they get along.
That's cool.
Like an uncle and nephew.
Yeah.
Who's who?
The older dog's the uncle.
That would make sense.
Obviously, yeah. Marika.
Yeah. Just needed to clarify.
Let's regroup here, right?
All
right? Let's just...
Okay, yeah. I mean, are you finished editing?
Full steam ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You abandoned us. It's not like this isn't a regroup. You basically disappeared and then you're like, all right, let's get things back on track.
Let's
you
get
derailed
things back
us.
On track. Yeah. Derailed on track. Absolutely full steam ahead.
Yeah.
You guys always get mad at me.
Okay, we can't get copyright striked on this.
That one really hurt my ears.
Yeah, so you can only imagine.
Yeah.
We have some segments to get to. I think we should just get into it, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
But not before.
Let's just get into them. 18 minutes in, let's just get into the segments. I think so. Do you want to mention the live show or just sort of keep that to the end as well?
You're the one who always gets mad at me for plugging in the middle of a show. But yeah, HeadGum Podcast, first ever live record, New York Shitty?
Nice.
October 22nd, 7 p.m. We'll all be there. Johnny's family will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York City, Gramercy Theater. October 22nd, 7 p.m. Tickets are about over so half sold out. So if you're considering going, I would go get your tickets now. The Pit, if you're listening to this, it's probably already sold out. And now you have to go to the fucking Loge. Ugh.
Well, you're making it seem like they shouldn't buy tickets then.
Yuck.
Don't dissuade the fans.
Loge is good.
Did you say suede?
Don't dissuade the fans.
Should we do all suede everything at the show?
No. Where do you buy suede clothes anymore?
Topshop.
Rodney's Closet.
not a shop.
All right, we do have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after we thank some sponsors. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's the one you chose?
Which one did you want?
Oh my God. I asked
Don't
Jeff.
Don't recommend anything else because you'll spend 4 minutes in the show editing it.
I told Jeff that he should add the Hannah Montana transition sounds.
That's what this is.
I know, but it's not the like obvious one.
Which sing the obvious one?
Whoa, 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 yeah, like that one.
All right, I know I said that we can't edit this very tightly, but that one I'm gonna cut. That one I'm gonna cut because that was my ears are bleeding. Absolutely, my eyes sour.
So rude.
What do you mean?
I don't want to sing anyway.
This is all fun and games.
You're so angry saying this is all fun and games.
All right, we do have to move on. Here we go. Where's the song?
It's really great that everyone gets to see what we have to do during this 1 minute long sound clip.
And Jeff's not even dancing anymore.
As Amir just taking a selfie.
Mine was during the song.
Welcome to Mandate or Nah.
Zero response, as well as zero sounds, which you control the soundboard.
Yeah, you could have applauded yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, this tyrant that we have in office, this fucking communist, Joe Grampy Biden, is trying to get me to get the fucking prick. He's a prick. Prick.
So this is mandate or nah?
This is mandate or nah. Biden is mandating this fucking microchip sauce that they're trying to put into me.
Okay, and incorrect, but keep going.
I am not going to stand for it. I think we need to draw some equivalencies to fucking prove to these liberal cucks that this is crazy. I mean, you can't make me get it. You can't. And I'm gonna prove it here. I really am. All right?
It's crazy.
What? I think we need to wax about other things. That what if they mandated, like, what if they mandated Jordans?
To wear?
To wear.
Daily or?
Yeah, sort of your daily drivers.
That's fine. They're like comfortable shoes, I guess.
Yeah. Would they be free?
I guess so, yeah, because the vaccine is free.
Sounds great.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a bad example. What if they mandated everybody this weekend has to take somebody they care about to dinner on the government's dollar? And so, I think that's crazy.
Yeah, also great.
Really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Really.
That's free too?
Yes. That is, that he said on the government's dime, yeah.
Well, oh it would all be on, all of these would be free because the vaccine seems to be free because you can kind of walk in and get it anywhere.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I gotta up the ante here for a second. I guess we gotta let's get medical.
Sleep better before shows.
What if, now go with me for a second because this is what's gonna get your guys' asses. What if it was mandated everyone goes and gets a physical? On the government's dime.
Great.
Yeah,
that'd be
yeah.
nice. People would catch some stuff.
Free healthcare.
They were probably passing, you know.
Yeah.
Down the line.
Okay, I might get it then. The vax.
The vaccine or the physical?
Both. Because I fear that
good,
some
dude.
Of my creaky yeah. bones are due to like a calcium deficiency of sorts.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
You look a little sallow today, and
yeah.
maybe we thought weary. It was because of lack of sleep, but...
Game over.
That one's done, just so we all know. And I'm not going to do the song again, but it's over, because we have to move on.
Okay, what are we moving on to?
Sorry, I had to respond to an email. Here we go.
Don't you respond to an email.
Welcome to The Price of Right.
All right.
Here we go. Sorry, 1 second.
Do you know that we did play this game?
No, this is different.
This is different.
This is The Price of Right.
This is The Price of Right. Just give me a fucking minute. Yeah,
I feel
here
like we
go.
Did play this game.
No, this
all
is
the
Price
just
of Right.
Into each other. Oh.
Are you guys seeing
this? Oh,
we really
okay.
are.
Right.
All right. This is The Price of Right.
Turn off. Yeah.
Welcome to The Price of Right. Oh my. Fuck. I can't like keep track of any of the shit on my desktop. I feel like everybody's out to get me today.
You do look like you're extra paranoid. It's like your somehow. Own
problem. You okay. can't keep track of your shit.
All right, here we go. This is the price of right. Basically, I'm gonna show some products from Rite Aid for those only listening to the oral version of this. But luckily, we do have some visual listeners and viewers, I should say, watching along here who are seeing these products on the screen live on air. So Price is Right rules, and we're just going to go through some Rite Aid products and see if you guys can kind of know what they cost. All right. Rite Aid Hydrogen Peroxide Topical Solution.
How many ounces?
This is going to be the full quart, the 32 Ooh, fluid ounces. Big one. Yeah.
198.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What do we do?
That seems
Everyone
cheap.
Else guess. What are you fucking doing? This is fucked. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, it's closest without going over. It's closest without going over. Yeah.
I'll go above both of those things and say $8.99.
Marika is
yeah, obviously incorrect.
Incorrect. Wow. Actually, you all lost. I thought that this was too
I almost said 99, but I thought that was too low for the quart. I thought it would be like a 16 ounce.
That's cheaper than water.
Yeah.
Which is kind of shocking.
Truly cheaper than water. And
how is a chemical cheaper than water? That doesn't make sense.
Did you guys ever
water is two chemicals. Hydrogen.
Nice.
Dioxide, as it were, so.
He's grumpy.
Although the hydrogen peroxide is probably more than one chemical, too. So I guess price per molecule, you're getting the best. I really should start drinking this. Let's read the review, because it has one review. Yep. Great product, great price. I mean, you're not beating. There's no way they're making a profit from this. The bottle alone, plus the packaging, getting it to the store. This is a loss leader, they call it.
Sorry, the review says we used to get blood of cloth, or we use this to get blood of cloth. It is amazing at taking out protein stains.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But, you know, Brian is dealing with his own shit, I guess.
What's unfortunate is you. What's unfortunate is you.
How?
Let's fucking move on. Here we go.
Okay, we're having fun, but all right.
We're doing work. The next product is True North Almond Pecan Crunch.
$3.99.
Now All we're right. like veering off into that weird Trader Joe's game that you play.
Which I would have loved to play, and I'm Over really video. Upset. I'm really upset that I didn't get to play that because I'm a Trader Joe's snack master.
Yeah.
Were some of those new to you, or did you know those all?
Some of them were new, but I knew a lot of them.
Did you Got know it. the grilled chicken in a bag or whatever?
That one I did not know.
Okay.
I used to, for my old job, I used to have to go to Trader Joe's every week and get four shopping carts worth of food and check out.
Yeah.
And like a shopping cart full of milk and check out and then like go back and it would get delivered later. So I know a lot of the Trader Joe's snacks.
Yeah. Johnny, participate!
Jesus.
Talk on the mic or don't do the show.
Marika is still going on and on about what
whoa,
she
like. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, why don't,
we can't
Marika
let him
do?
Break us up here. This is what he fucking wants.
All right,
he's trying to sow discord.
Marika said $3.99 for the True North Almond Pecan Crunch. Let's go, Johnny.
I'm going to go $2.99.
Okay, and the way you said that is worthy of...
And then Amir, let's get your vote in or whatever.
I'll go higher than both of those things and say $5.49.
Marika saves the day.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Well, very affordable.
Does Johnny win? Because he got it exactly.
Wait, Johnny, you said $2.99? I thought you said $4.99.
No, I didn't say four.
Marika, can we get a number crunch on that?
What am I crunching?
Right there. It's right in
I
front
told
of
you.
Face.
I gave up my point to Johnny.
Okay, and we should say that it's Price is Right rules in that if you go over, you lose, but it's also Price of Right rules, where for every one you get right, you get that cash. So Johnny's winning with $2.99. Here we go.
Great.
The next product is Joyin' Trampoline Sprinkler.
What?
It's a sprinkler.
That you put on your trampoline.
Or some shit, yeah. I don't think you put it on a trampoline. I'm pretty sure that it, like...
Click on that image at the bottom. We could see other images.
Yeah, let's see the other ones.
Oh, yeah, I guess it does. Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, I'm familiar with these.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a lot of fun for the kids.
So dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go...
Well, Marika shouldn't always guess first. It puts you at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Switch the order. So I'll go first this time. Not that I've actually used the last bit to my advantage, because I've always overguessed it. So I would say something like one thing, and then I'll divide it in half, because Rite Aid is the fucking, I guess, goat of affordable shopping, and say $12.99.
All right.
$19.99.
As in, let's party like it's
$19.95.
No.
Johnny, get your guess in. Let's fucking do it.
I'm going to say $16.99. Something that dangerous is going to be cheap.
Marika takes the cake.
This one is more expensive than I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you might as well just get 40 hydrogen peroxide bottles, right?
Here we go.
Same price.
This is expensive.
The next fucking item is a very chuggy home decor item for fall. It's a cartoon fox, and it says, it's a sign, and it says, "Thank Gord it's sweater weather."
So Johnny first this time?
Let's go Johnny Villa first.
All right. I'm going to shoot for $6.99.
Okay.
Ricky, you want to go? Or I can go. It's a little harder to go second. So I'll say $8.99.
All right.
And I'll say $9.99.
Mm. All wrong. $3.49. Wow.
I was right on the regular price.
It's on sale.
I was right regular price.
Wow.
I know my chuggy items.
Yeah. All right. And the next item is Joven Sex Appeal for Men fragrance to wear.
Whoa, what is that fragrance, honey? Oh, I'm going Joven tonight. What's that? Joven? It's next to the hydrogen peroxide.
A European dance pop anthem comes on and you just kind of shimmy. That's the commercial
the
for Joven.
On the package says sex appeal. Now you don't have to be born with it.
The bottom line says men can never have enough.
Everybody.
Nice.
Let's go Joven sex appeal for men.
I have no clue, but I will guess $9.99.
All right.
$8.99.
Mm-hmm.
Such a yellow cologne.
That's the Joven difference.
It looks like a Neutrogena soap.
It contains, it's somehow,
it's
bottle
gel. Yeah, it's as thick as shampoo that you have to sort of lather on your neck and face. It's amber. Are you okay, Jeff? What is that? What are you microdosing there?
Yeah. Post LASIK drops. You know the drill.
Yeah.
Johnny, let's get your answer in so we can
I'm
keep this game
say,
going.
$17.
Right.
Oh, he's going high.
And the winner is
Amir.
Nice.
So Marika's winning with $19.99. Amir has $15.39. And I think Johnny has like $2.99 or some horseshit. The next item is Caltrate Bone Health Minis.
Minis. Yes, the old ones I found a little bit too large.
Yeah, and in charge. You do need to take two of them, though, so it amounts to the same amount of
calcium
zinc.
Pills are big.
All right.
As someone that has a hard time swallowing pills, it's rough out here.
And as someone
and
who has
also,
a
like,
hard
usually
time
rough.
Swallowing shrill.
Yeah, you didn't have to say that.
Yeah.
I was going to say that calcium pills are usually... They're never like a gel tab. It's always like that rough sort of condensed
chalky,
powders.
Chalky
and for
density.
Some reason, you
Sorry,
have to take
talking.
Three of them that are way
just
too
saying,
big.
It's adding to it.
Yeah, actually, the Caltrate minis sound like a really good plan.
Yeah, I might pick these up at Rite Aid.
Might have to cop.
All right, who's going first?
I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll go 1349.
Ooh.
That's a pretty safe bet.
Not really.
Sorry. As the host of the show, you really can't editorialize after
it. Sorry. Yeah.
You said it yourself. Know when to self-edit, right?
Got it! I'm a fucking maestro.
I'll go six.
This is Dudamel conducting the LA Phil sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say 649. You fucking maniac.
And
delusions of grandeur.
No, I have delusions of blandeur.
Meaning?
Meaning if I was a maestro of this show, that's not even that much. It's like dream bigger if you're going to be delusional.
Yeah, Marika already guessed. So I guess Johnny's last.
Yeah, I'll guess. These are 150 tablets. They're also easy to swallow. So I'm going to go for 18.
Wow. Big boy bet.
You're all wrong. It was $12.99.
I said 649.
You said 649?
Yes.
Holy shit.
That's absolutely the highest without going over.
Actually kind of pulls ahead. Amir's in the lead with $28-ish. The next product is the Satisfyer Groove Bullet Vibrator.
Can we see the packaging?
Yeah.
Kind of fancy.
Oh, that's trendy.
Kind of fancy, yeah.
Imagine pulling up to Rite Aid, you get the Bullet Groove and a bottle of Jovan.
Johnny?
Guess faster. We have another segment to get to,
I'm
and I have
sorry.
A meeting in 12 minutes.
You have to sort of like guide it as the MC. First guess, second
Amir
guess,
guess,
third guess.
I'm your guess.
And remember, it's like, Johnny, tell him what he's won. You got a Johnny on the Zoom right now.
Yeah.
You got to use the catchphrase. Actually, download it, edit it, and put it in the soundboard while I sort of wax and wane about the potential cost of a Bullet Groove vibrator.
Johnny, you should really be the one to know. I feel like you would know this of all people in terms of like a voracious sex life.
Okay. I feel like the sex appeal plus this bullet vibrator will total $50. So I'm going to stick with 35.
I don't even know the price, but it's definitely not that. Let's get Marika on the horn.
I'll go $29.99.
That's a good guess. Amir? Just say a dollar, right?
$19.99. Thank you.
All right. Amir,
wow.
Actually, you were all wrong.
Affordable.
See it.
The next one is Nicorette lozenges.
I'll go with $12.99.
Okay. Johnny, go fast.
Alexis Smith Kline, it is going to be upcharged. It's going to be $7.99.
All right. Amir?
$15 even.
Amir got it.
Wow.
$40 basically.
Quitting is expensive.
So now, Amir, you're up to $78.
Four
fucking
vibrators for that.
Satisfyer Kegel trainers.
Okay, now we know that they're cheap.
They're
and
basically
trendy.
Benoit balls. Speak of the fucking devil, Billy Scafuri just DM'd me. Should we phone a bill?
No.
Wait, why speak
you're,
of the Billy?
You're
you haven't
if
said
we
his
should,
name.
We should prolong the segment that you're asking us to speed up with.
Billy got mad at me because I insinuated that he should buy Benoit balls for his betrothed.
Mm-hmm.
Fast, Johnny, guess.
$12.99.
Amir?
It looks like just plastic, so I'll go $7.99.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Marika.
$7.98.
That's going to be Marika.
Wow.
Actually, Johnny got it.
Oh, let's go.
God.
I know my Kegel trainers.
It was the two count. It's because it's the two count.
Mm-hmm.
And all finally, right. Cheese, eggs, and...
Welch is grape.
Nice. Welch is grape juice. Yubbish. Yeah.
You're going through some shit right yeah. now, man. And I'm kind $2.99. Of worried about you.
It is $2.99. Yeah, so, wait, no, it's not.
Nope. Oh my.
$3.48.
How dare you? I'll go $5.50.
All right, that's wrong. It doesn't matter because this whole thing was winner takes all. Amir wins with 78 fucking euro. Let me Venmo your ass.
Euro.
Do not, because then I have to return it and it's just work for me. Everything you give me is a responsibility.
But what about the fucking chowder?
Yeah, the chowder was annoying too. My garage smelled like fish for a week.
Game over.
That was easy.
That was easy.
Foghorn.
Leghorn. What about foghorn leg corn?
Is that it?
Is that the next segment?
Segment wise, or yeah.
No. Right. We have 8 minutes. Three of that's going to be this segment, so we're going to get through it fast, and then we're going to do plugs. Got it?
Right.
Now we have an outline. Right. Video people know what to expect. We're not going to go past an hour, because guess what? That's being a little bit gratuitous. That's being a little bit fucking selfish. It's being a little
You're
bit
prolonging
like,
it. Just go to the next segment, okay? Please.
That's right.
That was easy.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Oh, wait. I didn't introduce it at all.
Was that my voice?
So... Amir, I think that a lot of people would agree that you're a funny guy. You know, comedy's been your medium of choice to, you know, ultimately guide others through turmoil. And like we were talking about earlier, be a beacon of joy. And I think that no one's without fault is my take. So I think we're going to go through, if this is okay with you. I thought we could go through this week's If I Were You and just kind of give you notes on your performance.
Out of line. Out of turn. Unnecessary. Slanderous. Odious. Angry. Mean-spirited. Bad. Let's hear it. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
All right. I don't want to give them free ad space. Let's get
all right.
Sets you action fees.
You can
professionally.
Yeah.
.com is so your this is just you scrubbing through it randomly, not necessarily.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Reminding us to seize the cheese of fountain. Yo, do you?
And again, we have 1 minute left to do it.
Yeah.
Wow. I really thought he was Irish.
Let's give it
I thought he was Scottish. I thought he was a Scotsman.
Yeah.
But
This is can we stop?
Yep.
Insanely confusing. Two of us on this show are in that show. So it sounds like there's six people on the Zoom now and two people appear twice or something.
That is not we can do another on next week's HeadGum podcast, we can critique this episode. All right, what we're doing right now is critiquing your performance specifically on If I Were You. We only have a minute and a half left to do this. Let's get into it.
At the end, it didn't sound like he had an accent.
Your mind. He did, yeah. It's like this opposite thing where usually you can't hear the accent until you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
You could only hear the accent when he was singing and not when he was
talking. Did he have an accent when he was talking?
It's good so far.
I don't know because
I'll give you that.
Fucking, like, so why are you listening and it was distracting?
What's the point in this then? If it's good,
you're just listening to an episode saying it's fine so far. That's not a note.
It's
you're
not
also
a note.
There, so like you, in theory, should know this ahead of time. You should know where the weak points
Why
were.
Why do you think I brought this up? Because there were some weak points that kind of kept me up. You're saying that I didn't sleep well. It's only one of few things that kept me up.
Jeff, where are they?
What?
Where are they?
Where
don't
are
listen
they?
To the whole up.
It's so
we're out of
up.
Time. This is the worst segment.
We have 45
seconds.
This fucking golden child. He's on one.
22.
He's 22. And
oh my god.
20. Oh god. You're over the hill. What have you had
so
to
we're
show
all
for?
Over 22.
That's talentless hacks. That's both of you.
I think we're all over
talentless hacks the both of you.
That's really funny.
Why?
Cuz I saw the Jake and Amir NFTs episode and it's actually not pleasing
to the ears and eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's
my first note. You don't know when to insert yourself, and then you don't know when to not insert yourself. You know what I mean? Like, it's exactly what Johnny was talking about of self-editing, knowing when to chime in and when to sort of not.
Yeah.
2 minutes is up. We have to do plugs.
Right.
So you just wanted to play it, say that your bits were funny.
Not even bits. It was like the first 30 seconds.
Which was Jeff insulting you guys.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Kind of meta in a way.
Yeah.
Don't say yeah like you accomplished something.
Plugs. We accomplished what might go down in HeadGum Podcast history as the most irritating sour.
So no noun at the end of that.
A sour beer.
Sour was the noun.
The most irritating sour.
Let's go down the line. Marika, what do you have to plug? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. Go.
Obviously, HeadGum Live.
Yep.
October 22nd and 23rd. 7 p.m. for our show on the 22nd. There's also a High and Mighty on the 23rd. I believe Doughboys and Nadpod are sold out. But get tickets to the other ones and come hang out. There's a new HeadGum podcast, A Good Cry, that dropped on the 30th, so the day before this comes out, and you should listen to it. First episode with Stephen Colbert. It'll be really great. Really excited. So subscribe to that.
Love that.
And otherwise, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Marika Elon.
Cool. Amir?
Yeah, headgum.com/live. Not very many great seats left, and we look forward to seeing you all there. I mean, it's going to be an insane lot. You think there was a lot of pressure on this show? Wait till you hear what Jeff has cooking for the live. It's going to be like, oh my God, how did they pull that off?
All swears, everything.
I don't want to hype it up that much.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I get nervous.
Between the singing, the dancing, and
dancing.
Yeah. Putting everything together.
What's
going to be booked. Crazy?
No fucking way. I have to hire a choir?
To hire H-O-I-R, a choir, C-H-O-I-R. That's right. We'll see you there.
Cool. Johnny, you have 30 seconds.
HeadGum Live, 22nd, 23rd as well. Come through. You got to buy those tickets ASAP. God, bye. Also, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Squid Game. I haven't seen it, but I heard many good things about it. No what gram is? Follow. Squid Game. It's on Netflix.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's about squids.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter. HeadGum Podcast Live, October 22nd, 7 p.m., Gramercy Theater. Over halfway sold out, so get your tickets before they're gone, and it's going to be an unbelievable time all around. Marika and I have to go to meetings at 1 p.m./4 p.m. Eastern, so we are going to sign off. If you're watching this on video, thank you. I appreciate it. And share with your friends. Obviously, we're going to clip some of these out. And if you could actually share with your friends, it would kind of grow the show. And that actually, that would mean a lot to me, actually, in a certain way. Because
so desperate.
No, yeah. It's not desperate. It's just like, this is sort of like my world.
Oh, my God.
No, we do have to end the show. What do we say? We don't do catch you on the flip diesel. What is that's Dawes, folks. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
A horrible ending.
We're still rolling.
Oh, fuck.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.